love.
The importance of malign foreign actors who leverage domestic fellow travelers. We lived this for 40 years during the Cold War. We will get to the bottom of all of it, whether it's the Singham Network, whether it's Iran, whether
who
it's
runs
Russia,
Al-Qaeda, our government.
Our mission is to uphold the Constitution and at the same time protect Americans from violence.
The First Amendment is a blockade.
You know, there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities. Our First Amendment stands as a major block.
He explicitly said that there's a need for this cohort to win the right to govern, so they are free to implement change without constitutional interference.
Beyond that, we will map. We haven't talked much about it, but if you read the counterterrorism strategy, it's a very clear document. We don't shy away from telling the world what we're going to do. We are going to map out these individuals. We are going to identify them. We're going to find...
They are no longer interested in debating ideas, if they ever were. They are interested in eliminating ideas, especially your speech. We've seen this from the likes of Jonathan Greenblatt discussing how, well, they're shifting away from this civic idea, this egalitarian idea, and back towards censorship, back towards a belief that, well, we protect Jewish interests, we protect our people, and what will we have to do to be able to secure our interests?
Does anybody care about World War II and the Holocaust anymore?
The hate crimes against Jews in Europe are through the roof. Against Jews in the United States are through the roof. We have a media in this country and a Democrat Party in this country and, frankly, a woke right in this country, mostly podcasters, that are giving aid and comfort to a vile enemy.
Well, that requires censorship of ideas which are growing ever more popular by the day, as their falsely constructed world is falling apart. As you are gaining power and cultural mass, they are terrified.
I had, sadly, a putative conservative journalist today from the Daily Caller ask me an asinine question. He said, how is the operation against Iran not another forever war? The idea, I mean, you just have to be either low-T or you have to be mentally challenged to compare decades of forever wars with thousands of American casualties to the pinpoint accuracy of what we're doing in Operation Epic Fury with no boots on the ground.
Pinpoint. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I have giant testicles. Just ask Lindsey Graham and his bubble wand. I have huge elephant testicles. I am an American. You are the enemy, and you should watch what you're saying. We are investigating you. We are watching you. The Israel lobby's on TV. I played the clips this week. We've got to get everybody. We got to shut them up. Oh, that's going to work great. And meanwhile, I don't even want... I don't want this to happen. Because I can move a few steps ahead. This is a disaster. How do we get on this timeline? I mean, this is crazy. Absolute cuckoo town. All right. I got a bunch of key stuff on data centers we haven't gotten to, but let's go to your phone calls. Let's do that before I hit the data center stack here. How dare you question the data center? I have an affected British accent. I am a British lord, a peer of the crown. I will teach you knaves how to be an American. Do not go to alexjensapp.com on Droid or iPhone and download the free app that's at the top of the news categories. Do not do it. We are watching you. Do not share it. Or I, Gorka, the gay whale, the consort of Lindsey Graham politically, I will get you and your little dog, too, if you question me, Lord Gorkus. All right, we got Jeff and Willie and Mike and William and Godzilla and Jason. Well, I got to go to somebody called Godzilla first. Godzilla, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, Gorka can map my balls, you know, if he wants to map things. I think
I need to teabag you, Godzilla, to make sure you have testicles.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but it's part of that red heifer prophecy. You know, everyone always talks about in the Third Temple. where in that same prophecy, Israel has to be absolutely hated according to their own prophecy. But you can't force it. You know, that'd be like me saying, like, a butterfly is going to fly across your studio and release a bunch of butterflies in the studio at the same time. It's antithetical by the word's definition itself. But, yeah, I wanted to call about the data centers and some other stuff you were talking about. You were talking about the apocalypse, the end of an era, and the immovable object meeting the unstoppable force meeting the immovable object. And I've called before and spoke to you about what would happen at this time, and that it would be a combination. They would merge together, as we've seen in previous times of history. You can see it in your own story arc where, you know, you have become the mainstream and the mainstream has become you. And it's going to continue going this way where, you know, the unstoppable force and the immovable object is now the movable force and the unstoppable object, and the battle between that for the future.
I just love Gorka climbing up out of the sewer line to threaten us all, as if that's going to deter us from our mission.
Don't fall for their trap. You know, it's a trap to make the, as the World Economic Forum says, an angrier world, as you see it. You know, psyops. I don't even know if they're aware that they're being controlled with mind control, or if they're just passive NPC players playing their role in this grand theatrics, you know. But the data centers, I think it's just the next windmill solar energy scam, because it's just going to be another 5 or 10 years when, after the data centers are complete, that they'll do AI miniaturization, like the zip file, like hard drives, like RAM. And they're not going to be needed, and then they'll just be another boondoggle for the government.
Exactly. They admit the next move is miniaturized, separate, siloed AI.
And memristors, instead of using electricity, they use ions. And the reason they're going to go with that is because then they can use tattoo machines to print the chips on the skin, and your body's ionic processes can run the chips.
Yeah, Bill Gates has some patents on that.
Yep, and they've already released.
How anti-Semitic that you know about patents? Stop asking questions. You need to support Gorka. Gorka knows the way. Gorka will lead the way.
And, you know, Jones, I just want to say also, I love this new energy that you have. I always knew this would happen. You know, you're like the phoenix. The more they try to burn you, the more you rise. You can't burn ash, and they're not going to be able to stop you. Just keep up the great work. I love everything you're doing. You're doing a great job. And I like how real you are, how you're sticking to your guns in this world of fake plastic garbage all over the place. It's refreshing to have someone on the air that at least is a real person. Everybody's going to have their faults and own trials and personal
stuff. Of course I do.
But your message is great.
My lust for Gorka is my weak spot.
And I need more fun. I want you to have fun. This is what you've been dreaming of. Imagine yourself in the 90s, you know, looking at where you are now. You should be enjoying this like a sweet, delicious cake. You know, enjoy every moment
of
it.
No, I am, but also it's so close to victory, so close to defeat. I've got to press all the way to beat these people. Not me, but you know, God working through us all, but I hear you. No, I definitely look back and go, wow, God's so real. So I've told people 25 years ago what God told me. Like, we're going to bring them down. They're going to come back. But this big event's going to happen. It all happened like God told me. I mean, I'm on record telling the listeners. It's not like I just said this. Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Ah, Jason, William, Mike, Willie, Jeff, more traitors straight ahead. More extremists that I'm mapping. I'm Gorka. I'm watching you. Look out.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And We have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and
Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got, like, copper, you know, in the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver, folks.